Kim, if we go back to September, one of your last games for Vixens, weren't you shooting at something like 31 out of 33? So that obviously raised awareness of your level that you were at over here.
Yeah, I replaced Maui Kamwenda. So she plays for the Vixens, but she's also the Malawian golf shooter. She unfortunately did her ACL in the game previously. And yeah, I got the call up. And I honestly thought I'd probably just, you know, start on the bench and maybe play here or there. But to actually go out and run out a full game against the likes of Jeeva Mentor was pretty amazing.
That must have been pretty special, because regardless of being British or not, playing against people like that is just outstanding.
Absolutely. I was in Vixens with Jeeva back in 2016, so I knew Jeeva, and it was kind of like, you know, I wanted to hug her but kick her at the same time. And I guess I had a little bit of an upper hand because I knew how Jeeva did play, but I thought, at the end of the day, I need to go out there and give it my best go, because, you know, I thought to myself, I'm playing against Jeeva Mentor, who's probably the best goalkeeper in the world at the moment. So for someone like me, who's really a nobody, just come and play with her. I was just like, well, if she makes a fool out of me, she's Jeeva Mentor. So, yeah, I just thought, go out there, give it a good crack and see how we go.
The internet is a wonderful thing for researching, but at the same time, there's a fair bit of maybe less than facts on there. So I heard that you were contacted by three teams to join the Super League over here. Would that be true?
Yes.
Would it be fair to name them?
Yeah, so I was contacted by Surrey and I was contacted by Loughborough Lightning as well.
And what was it in particular that made you think, oh, well, you know what, Bath is maybe the right choice?
Well, those contacts fell through. You know, Loughborough was saying that I had to be a student to play for them, and being 30, I didn't really want to go to university. And then Surrey, I just wanted a bit more information, but then nothing sort of, she said that she'd already filled the team. So I was like, okay, well, you're obviously not that keen, so don't worry about it.
Were you aware much of the Super League over where you were at the time? Because I know that it doesn't get shown on TV, but
I had a little bit of knowledge about it because I had a couple of friends that have come over and played previously. And my husband and I had originally thought about it a couple of years ago about potentially coming over, but it was just a bit tricky at the time. So we just, because I'd been out of the netball loop because I'd just been coming back from an injury. So no one really knew who I was. So thankfully that game with the Vixens very much opened a few doors for me.
Injuries are a pain anyway for any athlete really, but
yeah.
Was there anything in particular that kept you going during yours? Just take it day by day, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I suffered a fair amount of injuries and things like that. But for me, I've made so many good friends and I've travelled the world playing netball. And, you know, you do it because you love it. So I thought, I've still got a few good years left in me at that point. So I just thought, why not give it a crack?
One of those first games for Bath as well was at Super 10, wasn't it? So what was that whole day like for you?
Yeah, it was really good. It was quite a little bit chaotic in terms of
ship you in, ship you out.
Basically, yeah. There's really no... I think for me, having played in the Suncorp and ANZ, it's a bit more set up due to having more financial backing and things like that. So I was, in a way, I'm very privileged to have played in those two competitions and experienced what they can offer an athlete. So for me, having to travel up on a bus the same day, all that type of stuff, I was like, oh... What's this all about,
yeah.
You know, we're back home in Australia, we don't ever fly and play on the same day. So we would always fly the day before, stay in a hotel and potentially stay another night before we fly back.
No eating out of Tupperware boxes on the bus on the way to the game.
No, absolutely not. So we would have, our team manager would have a menu for us that we would be going to through on the weekend, and she'd say, okay, girls, what do you want? And we'd place our order, they'd order it, and then when we got to the restaurant, it would be there waiting for us. They would pre-order all of our food and stuff like that. So yeah, we didn't have to just those little things, you know.
What about, I mean, it'll be an individual player anyway, but stuff like S&C over here, maybe comparison the wrong word, but how were you finding things like that?
Yeah, so the S&C program we've got here at Bath is really good. You know, Ricky does a really fantastic job, and we use the high performance gym at the university. So there's not too much difference in that, I guess. our gym at the VIS, because I used to, with the Vixens, we used to be at the Victorian Institute of Sport.
Yeah.
Our gym is quite big, and, you know, they're fantastic facilities and things like that, and we had our own sort of strength and conditioning coach. So we had basically one coach designated to us where we have to sort of share Ricky around a little bit. but, you know, he puts a cracking program together for us. You know, we're all fighting fits and, you know, getting stronger and stronger and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, our programs, they're basically a blanket sort of program. So we don't really have individualized stuff. So we're back home because we did have one person designated to us. He could write individual programs. Which I think is where the league will head eventually as well, once we get a bit more financial backing and things like that.
Our sponsorship is getting there. Obviously, with the recent deal with Nike.
Yeah, definitely. There is a little bit of a gap in terms of a lot of the girls back home are full-time athletes and they're not really having to work, or they have little other bits and pieces on the side for them. We're over here. Most of the girls are having to work full time or study as well as playing netball. So it can be tricky with training schedules and things like that to make sure that, you know, we've still got time to actually go to work and come to training as well. So, but I have no doubt with the way that the England netball program is going, you know, with the likes of the Roses, that potentially, like, in the next couple of years, it's going to go off over here. You know, you've got quality players that have been playing in Australia that are all coming back to play in their homeland. So, yeah. You know, it's great for the competition. And I think this year as well, because there's a few teams beating other teams that shouldn't be beating teams, and, you know, it's a bit more competitive, which I found really good, because, you know, obviously, you know, it's more entertaining for the spectator as well. And ultimately, if you get spectators sitting in seats, you know, you're obviously going to be getting bigger crowds, more sponsorships, all of that.
Speaking of players coming back, you might have one in your team, Serena. What on earth is somebody like that like for you to play alongside?
Yeah, it's actually amazing. So I've known of Serena and Ebony as well, because they're similar ages to me, and we used to play against each other when we were in under-21s, Australian and England sides. So I've sort of known those two for quite a while. But then when I was speaking with Anna, our coach, she was saying that, you know, we've got Serena, and I was just like, well, where do I sign? Like, she's the best centre going around at the moment, you know. So for me, that was an easy choice. I was just like, yeah, where do I sign? When do I come over? You know, to have someone like her feeding me. But not only that, what she brings around the court side, just her leadership and just her, the way she goes about things. And she's got good fun banter about her as well. She's very much a free spirit. So very much loving my time having her around the court as well.
And pizza and coffee with a bit of luck when she gets that sorted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had you played with Beryl before?
No. So Beryl and I didn't really know Beryl, but because all the girls just assumed that we knew each other, because they're like, oh, you know, in Australia. And I was like, yeah, guys, Australia's huge. just an indication from where, you know, my husband grew up to where Beryl lived. It's nearly a 30-hour drive, and that's just from one state to the other. So it's a little bit bigger than they think it is. But Beryl had been playing in the state league side that I played with previously. And so my coach was like, you know, you and Beryl will get along quite well, which we do. We've always got a bit of fun banter, and, you know, all the girls sometimes don't know what we're talking about with our little Aussie slang. But she's a good sort. She's a good chick. So it's good to have a fellow Australian over here with me.
And what about some of the skills shown by the youngsters like Sophie and Mia? Oh, and I've got to include Rachel in here because she gave me a tenner.
Okay, so put this on the record. I could hardly call Mia young. She's 29. Come on, man. she's only a year younger than me. They've got some great skills coming through. They train hard. They go hard at the ball. You know, they're not fazed by the people that they're playing against. Yeah, so, you know, it's a good mix that we've got in our team with the youth and the bit more experience as well. So I think it complements us well to have that sort of a steady head, but yet we've got these young kids that will just go and go and go as well.
Has it been as you expected? A bit better?
A bit up and down, actually. We've started to come good. We've just had a bit of a rocky start, and we've had a couple of injuries and things like that. So It has been disrupted. However, you know, I'm up for the challenge and I know the girls are as well. So, you know, bring on the second half of the season.
And the fact that we've got people like Kat playing here, you, Ziggy, yeah. Marijke, it's really adding something to fans over here. And it's nice on your part as well that you get a chance to play alongside these internationals as well.
Absolutely. And I think as well, it highlights the fact that this competition's not just, England's comp. It's actually a good competition. You know, we've got some really strong athletes playing in here, and you know, yes, there's a couple of older people playing here, but I mean, they're still at the top of their game. You know, they're still oohing and aahing at the crowd. They've got the crowds oohing and aahing, I should say. You know, and they're still being able to compete with the world's best. So you know, it's not a bad eyelid at.
Are we on a par with the Suncor? Yeah.
Getting there. I think we're definitely getting there. You know, it's a different game over there, I suppose, just because of how Australian teams play, but definitely on the right track.
What's a typical week like training for you? How intense is it?
We do two court work sessions a week that go for about 2 hours, and then we're in the gym twice a week as well, and then in there we have an off-legs conditioning session and maybe just a little top-up as well. So we're doing at least 5 to 6 sessions a week. So it is still hard, and, you know, you've got to think of that a lot of us are having to work as well. So, you know, we go and do a full day's work and then we come to training and, you know, not getting home till 10 o'clock, have to give ourselves some food and sleep and then go again the next day. So that element can be quite tiring as well. Yeah, so... Yeah, it's different in that regard because a lot of the girls back home wouldn't generally be working so much. But, you know, it's
one of
a lot,
them.
I can,
it's,
yeah.
You do it because you love it, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't have moved over the other side of the world with my husband with me if I didn't love the sport, you know. Yeah, it's definitely not a thing for me to go, oh, quick, I'm going to get rich off it. It's definitely because we love the sport and it's a life opportunity for us because we've never been over here. So, you know, to experience snow the first time ever when it snowed over here the other day was pretty amazing.
Did you go and do snow angels in the yard?
Oh, mate, we was like a 5-year-old running around, honestly. My husband's like, oh, my God, Kim, like, calm down. I'm like, nah.
You've had a chance to do a couple of the camps as well, haven't you? So what's that like for you, giving back to the people that go there and obviously nice to pass things on?
Yeah, I really like giving back to the community because I grew up in a country area. I was about a 6-7 hour drive from Sydney when I was a kid.
With no snow.
No, I was a coastal kid. We grew up on beaches. So for me to be able to give back is really great because I never had the opportunity of elite players to come and do clinics or camps or anything like that when I was a child and growing up. So I actually love it because it does bring a bit of joy. And you know, sometimes you don't know what's going on in other people's lives. You don't know if that's going to be, you know, a highlight of their week, their month, their year. So to give back just a couple of hours, you know, have a few photos and have a bit of fun with the kids, yeah, it's really great, you know. I really enjoy it. I mean, it takes it out of you because it's exhausting, but it's well worth it.
Throughout your career, are you the kind of person that's been taking a note of the table on a week-by-week basis, or did you just think, you know what, I'm just going to get on playing?
I just take it as it comes, a roll with the punches. You know, I never thought that I'd be back playing ANZ, and then I got a call-up for the Vixens in 2016, you know, when Tegan Phillip did her ACL. So 2 weeks before the season started, I was called up, had 2 weeks of training and then played round one against Sharni Leighton. So,
yay.
You know, yeah, and then my world just completely upside down. You know, I literally signed a contract on a Sunday night and then the following Thursday I lived in Melbourne. I'd been married for 6 months and then moved to Melbourne, left my husband back in Wollongong. And I was like, see you, honey, pack the house up, bye. And now I live in Bath, one of the most beautiful places in Britain.
Who's paid you to say that?
Oh, no, what happened? Yeah, but, you know, if Bath want to, you know, help me out with a few things.
Finally, just obviously you've had plenty of great coaches and lots of advice over your career. So maybe something you remember, something you'd like to pass on at the camps, that kind of thing?
Yeah, look, I mean, every coach has had a different experience and have sort of highlighted something for me. But for me personally, like, you know, you find enjoyment and you play better when you're enjoying it. So for me at the moment, because I'm playing well, but I'm enjoying it as well. So I think, you know, you do it because you enjoy it. So, you know, if you don't love something, don't do it. You got to find the passion and the love for the sport or whatever it is that you're doing. So, you know, that could be just with schooling or, you know, if you're going to go to uni or what your work is and stuff like that. So, you know, just have a love for it, I guess.
And maybe just a thanks to the Bath fans at the minute for being there and supporting you since you're getting
there. Yeah, absolutely. The last couple of home games have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they've gotten right behind us. It's just been unreal, the last two games. Like, honestly, you come out and there's a roar of the crowd, and then, you know, even just after the games as well, they all hang around, want to get photos and autographs, and we're all hot and sweaty. And, you know, I think people sometimes take that for granted. So we're very lucky that we've got such a good fan base at Bath. And we hope to see them all at our future games as well. So, you know, bring that cheering along and, yeah, love it.